Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to get to our Junkies Weekend Parlay here in moments. Checking in on our poll results, you can vote at Junks Radio. It has to do with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Steelers. And the question is, will it work out in Pittsburgh? And there are two options. Yes, the Steelers are in the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers. Or no, they won't make the playoffs. Where do you think the public is leaning, Cakes? You can vote at Junks Radio. Tell you.
I'm going to guess 67% are saying the Steelers make the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to say they say no. I'm going to say the public says no.
So far, 77% say they're not going to make the playoffs.
Ah, no playoffs. All right.
We'll see. Bet against the public. Cakes.
Aaron Rodgers right now, sort of like his Q, I'm going to say his Q rating, but his approval rating for the public at large is pretty low.
Yeah, it's
people's
not great.
Opinion nationwide of him is pretty low at this point.
I mean, he's had some stances which caused some of that. He's had ex-girlfriends who bash him. He's got teammates who bash him.
I agree.
NFL experts who bash him.
There are some of his stances, I want to be clear, I support him about. But there's others where he's just so darn abrasive, he's very difficult to tolerate.
Not a warm and fuzzy guy.
Yeah.
That Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's get to our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Spin the wheel, Mr. Valdez.
All right. Mr. Cakes, why don't you start us off?
I'm going to start on the Frozen Pond NHL Stanley Cup Final. Connor McDavid is tired of being called the greatest player on the planet, never to win a Stanley Cup. He's been in the NHL for 10 years. Mm. He had two assists in game one in the Edmonton Oilers win. He's got a six-game point streak. He had two helpers in the first game. He's not going to be helping in this one. He's going to pot one. He wants to win a Stanley Cup. He is going to score a goal tonight. And I have him at plus 145. So I am definitely putting that in the parlay. That is our first entry of, let me guess, let me look at the numbers, seven. This is a seven-leg parlay I can add.
Hmm.
Last time I checked.
All right, well, you're in. All right, behind the glass, let's go Mike Moore.
By the way, I don't even know his real last name anymore. I don't know if it's Mayor, Mar, Moore. I don't know.
It's all of them.
Yeah, he's Mike Marr to me.
So tomorrow night, we got a blockbuster UFC card. Give me Marab versus Sean O'Malley, championship fight. Sean O'Malley, money line, plus 220.
Ooh.
This is a rematch. They fought at the Sphere in September. It was a boring-ass fight. Marab just wrestled him for five rounds, won a decision. But Sean O'Malley is locked in. He isn't smoking a devil's lettuce. He isn't playing video games. He isn't whistling. No hair dye in the cornrows. He is absolutely locked in this entire week. All the pre-fight content I've been watching. Yeah, he's going to chin him, and he's going to take care of business, regain his championship tomorrow night, plus 220, and let's cash a silly ticket here.
Are cornrows still a thing? I mean, I would never question, but the guy would punch my lights out in less than a second. But
he's known for kind of almost an afro-type hair, and
okay. Usually
has wild colors in his hair.
Got it. Drab, when your hair fully grows in, don't do cornrows. That's my word of advice to you.
My son will be there. I bought his graduation gift. I was trying to time the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Watched them go down, but mm-hmm. I finally purchased them on Wednesday, so he will be going with his cousin to UFC.
How much?
316.
How much per ducat?
Ended up getting a little bit better seats. I didn't get the absolute cheapest.
Yeah.
So I think they were roughly $320 a pop.
Ah.
By the way, quick, I want to give a shout out to my nephew Jake and all his fellow DeMatha grads, Jake Bickle. They're graduating today at the Shrine, Jason. Yep. You and I remember that. I remember that day fondly. 9 a.m. today, all the DeMatha kids graduate at the Shrine.
Very good.
Congrats to Jakey, who will also be attending the University of Maryland.
Ah, he a Terp.
There you go.
Very good.
He a Terp.
Welcome to the club.
All right, let's spin the wheel. Mr. Bickle.
Oh, really?
Unless you're not ready.
I mean, I'm kind of ready. Is it, it can happen just over the weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't have to be tonight.
So the weekend parlay. Take simple bet. You guys won't love it. I'm just going to take OKC. Just OKC.
And lay the points?
Ooh.
Or are you taking money line? Money line's a big number, probably.
I guess I have to take the points. I guess
you're taking them laying 11? The 11 spot?
I'll take him taking the 11.
Well, you don't have
to. I
mean,
no, I will. Yeah, because the money line's brutal. Can't do the money line. It's brutal.
It's 590.
It's minus 11.
I like it, dude. I think they're
going to come back. And they have to win. I mean, it's a must win.
Yeah.
But are they going to win by 11?
That's a lot. It's a big ask.
All right.
They're in.
Look, a lot of times in these playoffs, you'll have 40-point games, and then the next time the team that lost by 40 wins the next game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I think they're the superior team. Yeah.
I've got to play in that game, too.
All right.
I'll take a minus 11. Sorry for tanking the parlay. I think I might.
It's all good.
Yeah.
I have a player prop. So last night, Chet Holmgren had an absolute dud. Finished with 6 points, 2 for 9 from the field. Only took 1 3-pointer. Missed it. I was looking at the Minnesota series. He averaged 18 points per game in that series where they took out the Timberwolves to advance to the NBA Finals. In those 5 games, it was gentleman sweep, he scored over 23 times. I think OKC will win big. I like that play, EB. I think that SGA gets the help that he needs from Jalen Williams. And the third star is Chet Holmgren. So I'm going to go Chet Holmgren 20 points or more, which is at plus 280.
All right.
Okay. You are in.
Need that bounce back.
I like that big walking toothpick. I like Chet Holmgren.
All right. Last week, I took the Mets on the alt run line against the Rockies at home.
You're going back to that well?
Yeah. I mean, they won 4-2. I was laying 2.5. All right. Got screwed there. They outscored the Rockies 17-7 in that 3-game series. The Mets just came off a 4-game series in LA against the Dodgers where they split and should have won 3 out of 4. Last night, they allowed 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th to lose 6-5. So they're pissed off. Now they're going to go to Coors. And, you know, the Rockies have just swept the Marlins. I don't know how they did that. I don't know how they win 1 game, let alone 3 in a row. But now they're going to face the Mets. And the Mets are going to be pissed off coming into Coors. So Lindor and Nimmo and Alonso and Soto, they're just going to hit bomb after bomb after bomb. I'm going to lay 3.5 runs in this game tonight against the Rockies in Coors. That's plus 106.
All right, it's in. Part of the mix.
Because if you laid 1.5, it's negative money. If you lay 2.5, it's negative money.
Right.
So I got to lay 3.5 to get plus money. It's only plus 106. So that's my play. All right. Behind the glass again. Let's go to Matt Myers.
I wanted to find a player prop for the hottest team in the major league.
Break up the O's.
For the O's, but they don't have them out yet. So I found a player prop for Angel Reese.
Okay.
Over 14 rebounds. So 14 plus rebounds is plus 182. So that's my play for the weekend. Angel Reese, rebounding machine.
All right.
Rebounding her own Mrs.
Getting
machine.
Getting in on the Angel Reese bandwagon. I like it. Any way you can.
She plays for Chicago, right?
Yes. Yes.
And they're playing the Fever. Is Caitlin playing it?
Caitlin's still out.
Oh, she's still out.
Right. Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so that leaves us with Matt Cahill.
Last but certainly not least, we're going to look at the French final here on Sunday. It's definitely going to be Alcaraz versus Sinner. They'll meet for the first time in a final. They both have their semis today, but I can't see either one of them losing. And I think Alcaraz is going to win it all. He's playing really, really well right now. He's beat Sinner four times in a row. He beat him 3 weeks ago at the Italian Open. He's just so locked in right now as his ability. He does make mental mistakes or he tries to do goofy things sometimes, but over five sets, I just can't see Alcaraz losing to Sinner. So give me Alcaraz to win the French Open. I think it's minus 130.
All right, we have all seven legs at this point. We've got Chet Holmgren, 20-plus points. OKC, minus 11 in game two. Connor McDavid, anytime goal scorer, that's at plus 145. Alcaraz to take down the French at minus 130. The Mets alternate run line at -3.5 runs. That's a plus number. Angel Reese to record over 14 rebounds, plus 182. And Sean O'Malley against a guy named Mirav Dvashvili at plus 220. A $10 wager scores us $4,809.67.
Wow.
Look at that one.
Give me that payoff again. That from Mar? Did Mar really juice it?
Yeah, he's at plus 220.
Well, didn't Sugar Sean or whatever lose his last one kind of in humiliating fashion?
Well, no, it was the fight against Mirab. It was just super boring. Other than that, he hasn't really taken a loss.
Okay. My odds were longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
His odds were plus 260.
Over 20.
He's got a new training method, though.
Sugar Sean?
He's cut out hooking himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That could give you some energy.
That could build your aggression, too.
I'll credit him. We'll see what happens.
That'll definitely make him ornery.
Yeah. He also did a visualization thing. You know how they always say visualize things? He did his whole ring entrance, everything before a sparring session. Like music, like behind, you know, like locker room. Sean, like to get ready.
Uh-huh.
You see him going through a tunnel like he's going to do with his music.
Right.
Everything. So he's definitely locked in. See what happens.
I know he's super horny, dude.
I just lit $10 on fire. Yeah. The bet's officially in.
What are we going to win, Cakes?
$4,809.67.
Nice. All right. I'll get that up on social media. You can follow us at Junks Radio on Twitter. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.